fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 27th of November. Prepper tip of the day, check the condition of all your boots. You may want to follow it up with finding the local foot leveler's location to get a custom-made leather orthotic. I've been using mine for about 5 years. They're wonderful. And last but not least, good quality merino wool socks. I like the ones at Sportsman's Guide, the medium white. And I got a stock number here. We had a call, a listener asking me to which ones I like. They're medium white. They serve me well. Here's the stock number. I'll give it twice slowly. Whiskey X-Ray 2-202966. I say again, Whiskey X-Ray 2-202966. Okay, Dr. Wilbur has not called in yet. If he does, we'll certainly bring him on board, and we'll get updates from Dr. Wilbur on what's going on in the world with health. And we'll see if he does call in. That would be great. My engineer is typing a note for me here. Maybe I should check that out before we go any farther. The events of the day. Very strange what's going on. I spent an hour with Sidney Powell one-on-one, face-to-face with this woman. Let's see, the office line at Republic Broadcasting, here it is, 512-246-9549. I just gave my engineer, Dr. Wilbert's, phone number. He may be distracted with the holidays. He's got grandkids and so forth. Sidney Powell filed 2 lawsuits the day before yesterday, Wednesday. One in Michigan, one in Georgia. Very important lawsuits that may change the presidential election in both states. They may not. If these lawsuits are thrown out, then she will go straight to the United States Supreme Court, where she has won more appeals than any lawyer in the United States. 70. Nobody's ever done that, ever. Winning one case in front of the United States. Just getting a case in front of the Supreme Court is a monumental task in and of itself. Winning one is a career builder. It makes your career to be able to say that an attorney to be able to say that they won a case in front of the United States Supreme Court. I've worked with some really wonderful lawyers the past 48 years. None of them had ever got a case in front of the United States Supreme Court. None of them. And it's highly unusual, by the way. It's a very special thing to be able to have a case actually get in front of the Supreme Court, let alone win it on an appeal. So there's going to be more lawsuits coming. The Trump team will be filing lawsuits, I'm sure. As the saying goes, the fat lady has not sung yet. This is not over. I was talking earlier in the show about let me see if I got things right here. I gave my insurer the wrong number. Dr. Wilbert's number, he gives it out publicly, 314-495-6480. 314-495-6480. Get ready. I have a lot of respect for Mike Adams. I was talking about Mike earlier in the show. He's putting out a daily broadcast that you can listen to. It's about typically about 40, 45 minutes long. I like Dan Bongino's work. Tucker Carlson is trying to recover his career. He shot himself in the foot, as has Fox News in general. I'm sorry to see that, but that's what they did over this election fiasco. Mike Adams claims that his sources, his private trusted sources, tell him that the director of the CIA, Gina Haspel, has been arrested, taken into custody, interrogated, and given a choice to play ball with the good guys or stay in custody. Apparently she's playing ball with the good guys. We do a patient waiting agreement, my friend Dr. Lynn Wilbert. Dr. Wilbert has conducted seminars and training sessions all over the country for doctors to train them in his knowledge about health and wellness. If you'd like to become a client of Dr. Wilbert, possibly have a private consultation with Dr. Wilbert, just give him a call. Here's that telephone number, 314-495-6480. Good morning, Doctor.
Greetings, John Moore. How are you?
Good to have you with us, sir. Did you have a good Thanksgiving yesterday with your family?
Oh, every day is Thanksgiving for me, and I hang out with my family when I can. And just think about it. Every day is Thanksgiving. The problem with Thanksgiving celebrated formally is that most people haven't celebrated Thanksgiving with their family since last Thanksgiving.
Right.
And now you're going to gather together, whether it's Zoom or whatever, and then you're going to pretend to be thankful on this day. Well, have you been thankful throughout the year? Are you thankful when you wake up every morning? Most people aren't. I am. So Thanksgiving is the day when everybody focuses on being thankful. Every morning I awaken, I am thankful. In fact, I got it from Goldie Hawn. She says, every morning that I wake up, I celebrate my rebirth. So I have a birthday every day. I go, ooh, I like that. Because if you go to sleep when you go to sleep and don't wake up, you won't wake up. So you stay asleep, you won't remember you were here. If you happen to go to sleep in your sleep and not wake up, you will not remember anything about your life.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, that's true. That's true. Absolutely true. And so when you get to your gathering and some of people you haven't seen since last year. And, John, you've been bushwhacked before. Yes?
Describe bushwhacked. I'm not sure what that means.
Just all of a sudden, you're, you know, you're going someplace, and all of a sudden there's a confrontation, and you have to defend yourself.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Or an ambush, kind of the same way, but maybe a different angle, different presentation of attack. And so here you are. Let's just say you're hanging out with people, practicing social distancing, and, you know, but you're having a great time, and all of a sudden somebody comes in and says, "Hey, Ben, remember that time 8 years ago when that experience we had didn't make us feel good? Talk about that. Hey, dude, excuse me. I'm in the middle of my meal. I don't talk about things that affect me less than positive. You can talk about it. I don't want to talk about it." And I get up and leave the room. And I go into the den, football's on, I'm watching these guys ambushing each other. "Oh, you didn't see that coming, did you?" "Mm-hmm." I said, "The legs." And then here comes another person in that wants to recount an experience that didn't make you feel good. If you have an experience that didn't make you feel good, later on, when you're contemplating, you paint a different ending on the experience. So your subconscious does not know if it's live, is it true. It doesn't know it. Your subconscious cannot think, judge, or reason. So while I'm watching these guys, and I still love football, I just won't play it. I can just see two 200-pound people running into each other on purpose. Sometimes you don't even see it. Sometimes you don't feel good. Sometimes you get injured. And then just got ambushed and bushwhacked by two people. You get up and go to another room of the house. Here come two more people. At the same time, now they're am-whacking you. From ambush to bushwhack, you go to am-whack, where you get hit on the top from one side, hit on the bottom from the other side. Oh, my goodness, I'm glad you had some padding. Or maybe you didn't. Maybe your gap wasn't expanded enough to where you can absorb less than positive experience, start feeling an emotion, and all of a sudden you don't feel so good. Time to go. Time to go. Because what happens is, if you are ingesting anything, make sure your mind is at peace. If you're sitting down by yourself with someone else, ingesting a meal, make sure your mind is at peace. If you happen to recall something that didn't feel good, stop eating. See if you can erase it. Go to a happy place. You're putting fuel in your body, organic, delicious, and nutritious. And then see if you can go back into it and just think about your food. Say, "Ooh, my son's a chef, so I love to cook. He inherited his skill from me." And, of course, maybe his mother, too, but he wanted to cook. He told me he wanted to cook scrambled eggs at 4 years old. You barely can see the knobs on the stove.
Right.
Next day, he wants to cook. I take him through the tutorial. This is hot. This is gas. Put him up on the stove. I show him how to do it first time. Only time he needed. He's an international chef now. He runs a restaurant, a catering company, 5 children. Whew, I ain't going to interrupt that schedule. It's not necessary for me to call you on a holiday. Every day is a holiday, also known as a holy day. Holiday, holy day. And so when he was 9 years old, he said, "Dad, how come every day is not a holiday with a paid vacation?" I went, "What's that? What'd you say?" "I don't understand why every day is not a holiday with a paid vacation." And I haven't figured that out either. When you figure it out, let me know. And then just here recently, I changed it because I fully support that. I love working. I love extended vacations, too. So let's make every day a holy day, because it is. Every day is a holy day. And on those days that you celebrate life, love of life, you plan for your extended paid vacation. You got to pause for the goosebumps, John.
All right.
And so that's where I am now, is every day is a holiday. Nobody can tell me to celebrate Christmas on a certain day. There's been some controversy about that. Christmas, ma, means more Christ. More Christ? Okay, how about we try that? All year round, holy day. Yeah. Sounds good to me. Think I'll do it. Every day is a holiday in my book. You know, you go through life, and life sometimes throws you a curveball, and what do? Well, if you can't hit a curveball, you're not in the big leagues. Everybody in the big leagues can hit a fastball. Everybody. But if you can't hit the curveball, slow pitch, off-speed pitch, pitch so slow you can see the seams coming at you, but you can't wait. Because you've been anticipating. Now, there's times and places for anticipation, but sometimes there's not. So, more Christ, that's coming up. People are going to have different issues to deal with some more. See, Santa Claus was good to me this year. I did all my shopping in August, but I didn't need much. Didn't really need much. I am going to spend the rest of this year completing at least two books. Got five on the printer and in my computer, but at least two books. So as we navigate ourselves through life, it is imperative that we see every day as a good day. No. Are you alive? Gotta be better than good. You serve me good food this time, I won't be back next time. It has to be great. It has to be over the top. It has to be phenomenal for me to come back. Because not only do I eat at a restaurant, I try to figure out what the chef put in it. And if I can't figure it out, I go back and ask him. And sometimes they're nice and they'll tell you. Then other times you have to tip him. But no, if you can't, can't talk and swallow saliva at the same time, but if you can look outside and see the sky or the trees or the grass, then that is proof apparent that you are above ground. If you are above ground, that is bare minimum great. Bare minimum great. But then when you get to be as mature as we are, John, you focus on making your words mean something with as few words as possible. And I said, you know, it's great to be alive. So when someone said, hey, Dr. Lynn, how you doing? Great. How are you? All right. Huh? Evidently, you hadn't assigned enough to living. Above ground is bare minimum great. And pretty soon down the road, you say, great. Or you talk to someone and say, how you doing? Oh, fine. But you don't want to hear the garbage that's going on in my life.
That's right. Hold it, doctor. We got a break. We got a break. All call right. Number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
so, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on 24/7 with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 27th of November. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. I'm so glad I got these for my vehicle, my daughter's family. When nobody else can drive, I'll be able to drive, and she'll be able to get home. My grandchildren can get home. Most important drive of their life. EMP Shield is now having a Black Friday sale. Check it out at my website at thelibertyman.com. Business with Dr. Lynn Wilbert. If you got a question or comment, give us a call at 512-248-8252. If you'd like to become a client of Dr. Wilbert, have a private consultation, give him a call at 314-495-6480. Let's continue, Doctor.
All right, John. We determine our emotional status in life by our thoughts. And then thoughts become feelings, and then there's emotion. So in order to have an emotion, you have to have a thought first. And it goes rapid transmission. Thought, feeling, emotion, boom. Oh, I didn't mean to say that. Well, who are you, a puppet? Am I a ventriloquist? You did mean to say it. You just didn't think about it long enough to say something that was appropriately upbuilding. I learned a long time ago, if it's not chasing upbuilding, don't say it. In fact, I learned that right about the time my mother told me, I'm rubber and you glue. What you say about me, jump off me and stick on you. I go, huh? I'm rubber, you glue. What you say about me, bounce off me and stick on you. Hey, so when somebody's talking bad about you, guess what? They already thought about it. They already had feelings about it. And those feelings are not going to help them enhance humankind. So here they come at you, you just stand there and look at them. Don't get drug off in that quagmire of nonsense, past tense nonsense. Why would, look, you live through it. Why would you dwell on it? You learn something. Why can't you be thankful that you learn? If it don't kill you, make you stronger. There's all kinds of songs out today. Kelly Clarkson's like my favorite one. And I make it stronger. Listen to the words. These young artists today, they got something to say. And of course they're going to be heard. So how you doing? Great. Are you doing great? And then you can upgrade from there. You can go to spectacular. Or as my... she's 40 years old now. She and I were born. She and I were separated from our mothers on the same day. And it amazes me how smart she is. We have smart children. Yeah, we do. We got children, and I allow them to tell me what to do. I mean, I do it right away, but they haven't steered me wrong yet. And so she was laying in her pen at about 9 months old, and one of Calvin's friends came in. Hi, Cynthia. We look at each other, the three of us, we say, did you say that? No. Of course not. I wouldn't be saying hi to myself. Carol and I knew we didn't say it. Only person left in the room is Lisa Joy. Say hi at 3 months old. It's incredible to me. So I've been done before. I don't know it. But that was incredible. She speaks fluent Spanish, French, German. She can interpret Hebrew and Latin. She runs a tutorial company in Atlanta. She's homeschooled her children since they were in, she's a 2020 grad this year. But she just graduated from high school, and she teaches English is not my first language. And she's doing it nonstop. Well, that's when you do it. When you got mommy and daddy superpowers. That's when you can be the most productive that you can be. So between my 30s and 40s, giant clinic, had six women working for me. I don't know why. Yes, I do. I know why, because they get it done. They're smarter than we are. Men have 30 gig hard drives. Women have 60. I'd rather have a 60 gig hard drive. So once I found that out in my neuroscience book, that women have pineal gland twice as big as men, we don't have the capacity to be as sweet.
I need to stop you, doctor. The women have a pineal gland twice the size of a man. Is that what you just said?
Yes.
Amazing. That's incredibly important.
Yes, it is. I got it from my neuroscience and medicine book. I didn't make this stuff up. Some stuff I make up, but not that.
That's amazing. Doctor, hold on. We got a break here. Call number is 512-248-8252.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in Dixie. Hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand, live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back. This is Norman J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 27th of November. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Top Dead Center, my website. We have a PayPal account set up to help Freedom Center USA get the legal funds they need for their legal defense. Right next to that, the Daily Intelligence Briefing. If you want to know what's going on in North America, South America, Africa, Europe, Asia, that's where you go. Updated every 24 hours. My Black Friday sale is in effect from now until midnight Monday, the 30th. $25 off energy cleaners, 10% off mattress pads. You call my order taker, they won't have a clue what you're talking about. Just place your order. I take care of the Black Friday dollar amount refund. Just place your order. Same thing on my website, place your order. I'll take care of the refund. You're mailing a check, make sure you put in the correct dollar amount. And it's postmarked by Monday, the 30th, to get the Black Friday sale price. All right, visiting with Dr. Lynn Wilbert. We're learning a lot here. I just learned something that I think is phenomenal, that female pineal gland is twice the size of a male. That's, I know the importance of the pineal gland, and I know how important that is. Most people probably don't have a clue, but it's incredibly important. If you'd like to be a client of Dr. Wilbert, just give him a call at 314-495-6480. That's, Doctor, I understand the importance of this. For our listeners who don't understand the importance of a female pineal gland being twice the size of a man's, give us a brief description of what that means, sir.
Well, first of all, it equips them to have babies. We can't. So in order to raise a child, in order to give birth to a child, in order to be gravid for approximately 42 weeks is amazing. Trust me, John, when I say we don't want to do that.
No, no.
My
no,
son no. happened to be, what was that?
I said, no, I agree with you, absolutely.
Yeah. I've seen seen a couple on TV, I don't have to see no more. Because they, most of the time, they come out the same way. But I happen to be studying embryology, the study of development of human procreation, when my son was born. So the only books I carried with me was The Live Anatomy of a Baby Being Born from Day to Day, and my embryology book, of course, and not much more. I just attended class. And so I know more about the female menstrual cycle than most women. And, you know, gynecologists, they got me. That's what they study. Now I'm watching this stuff develop. I knew when his legs and arms and toes, but then there you go. The next thing is the pineal gland is the seat of intuition. It is the threshold between the physical world and the energetic world. The energetic world makes all things possible. The energetic world is the unseen yes. All things are possible. And so women with their twice as large pineal gland, they have the ability to say, you know, honey, that just don't feel right. Excuse me? You know how many times I've been over this? I bounced on back. Ain't no holes in here. All right, I'll support you, but it just don't feel right to me. Shoot. I'm walking with my business props, and there's more work to do. I didn't get accepted. I come back home, I say, honey, you know, you were right. And after multiple times of that, I'm going, women, wait, hold it. I'm married to you because you got quick, cute feet, okay? You got a degree in sociology from WashU. I know you're smart, but you can't be smarter than me. Oh, yeah. John, I got to the point where when I left my office on days that she wasn't there, I say, honey, what you want me to do? Okay, boom, I'm run some errands. Honey, what you want me to do now? Oh, I thought of one more thing. All right, I'm going to get that. Got it. What you want me to do, honey? I can't think of anything else. Come on home. Wow. Did you think of anything else while I was out before I got here the last time I talked to you? Hey, no. And time after time, you don't have to tell me but once or twice. Before I take anything to anywhere and do anything, I say, honey, what you think about this? She wrote all of my, well, I wrote it. She edited it. Last piece of paper I gave her, there were no red marks on it. I jumped for joy. I'm learning. Because I'm willing to learn.
Well.
I'm willing to learn. Teach me. It was amazing. And so, you know, I just don't say things that are not true. I have to prove it to me. I have to prove to him. I have to go and look and see what it's talking about. And sure enough, the seat of intuition. Them women, they go, you know, I don't know about this. Maybe we should go over there. Okay. Don't ask no questions from a person that has the capacity to be smarter, twice as smart as you. Well, they're not smart as us in all things. Of course not, because you had special training in those things. There are lots of female chiropractors. I don't think you know as much as I know, because you weren't an engineer. I apply engineering principles to the physical spine. And you're not able to stand up straight with your head out over your body. You're killing yourself by pressing your brainstem, looking down at your mobile device, whatever it is, with your neck bent forward. Not good. Oh, yeah, I'm a master mechanic. Yeah, it's because you've been doing it for 30 years. She haven't. I understand what you're saying, but listen to me. I can have a room of 100 men, and I can spend 4 hours going through neuroanatomy, neurophysiology, and 3 to 5 out of 100 men will still not believe me at the end of the day. Because men are hard-headed. I'm hard-headed. I'm talking about me when I say men. Right. But I don't talk bad about anybody. Because I'm rubber and you're glue. Whatever Chase is up building, it should only be spoken. Oh, in order to speak, you had to think. Oh. In order to think, you had to feel. You had some emotion behind what you said. If it's not Chase up building, it shouldn't be spoken. Well, in my mind, in order to speak, because you had to learn how to speak, the hypoglossal nerve, you had to learn how to speak. That means you had to think of what to say before you spoke. Mm-hmm. Think about what you're going to speak. Think about what you're going to say before you say it, unless you know what you're going to say. I figured out how did Friday get here so fast? I just made every day Friday. On Tuesday, I was going, is this Friday? No. Got a few more days, man. Okay. Well, remember to say this. Is this Friday? No. Thursday. Ooh, tomorrow's Friday. So every day is Friday in my book now. I look forward to sharing the little bit of knowledge that I know, because I know there's more to know. There's more to know. There's days I'm on your website, John, I said, I got to get off this. I got to get off. I got to come back when I'm ready, when my mind is ready, because you share some shocking stuff. That's true.
That's right.
It's true. It's true. I researched truth. And so here we are. I'm flying by the seat of my pants, solo pilot, and that's a bit uncomfortable for me. I wasn't used to that. But I'm getting used to it. I can acclimate. I can adapt. We are adaptogen people. We are survivalists. We go from survival to thrival, like these microorganisms are doing. See, they're having a field day. Everybody's panicking. Most everybody. Most everybody's in a state of anxiety. Most people are being forced to look at you because they're wearing a mask. My buddy is a security guard at a grocery store, and he said, Dr. Lynn, this is driving me crazy. I'm working harder than I ever worked before. They pay any more? No. I got more hours if you mean that. Because he said, I can't tell the crooks and criminals for the people that's coming here to shop because of mask mandatory and stuff. Whoa, I just laughed at him. I understand what he's talking about. I used to be a plain clothes detective for a department store here in St. Louis in my early 20s. When I was bouncing off of people's heads, jumping over tall buildings with a single bounce, beating up every light heavyweight, most heavyweights in the city, thinking about going full contact karate, but I didn't know. I was a plain clothes store detective. So my observation skills have been tweaked over the years. From observing, you know, mass production and assembly plants, from observing posture and telling you what you have, to observing, in fact, I got in trouble numerous times. Why are you looking at her? Well, I'm just looking at her posture. See that left hip up higher and right shoulder up higher? That's not what you... No, baby, trust me, that's what I was doing. Okay, well, how about you not do that in public, okay? Okay. So now we fast forward to where I am now. It was kind of redundant, wasn't it? Fast forward to where I am now, I study truth. I just got a book. It's called Power Versus Force.
Good book.
Yes. Yes. I had it, didn't have it. I said, that's the book you got to have. So in it has this list of human consciousness, the energies associated with it. And the squid, at that time, it was probably about 8 or 10. It's probably about 50 or more now. They measure the energy of emotion. The first human emotion that was less than positive was shame. Ooh, really? Yeah, they saw shame and covered themselves up. Yep, that's what they did. So they were naked. Now your awareness changes. You're looking at life differently. Yeah, that's amazing. And then I believe just above that is desire. When I read that, I go, no one ain't nothing happening fast enough for you. I call it manifestation of my aspiration. I don't have wishes. I have aspiration. If I put my action steps in line with my aspiration, they will in time manifest. I like that. That's what I've been working on too. End of December, I have at least two books written, maybe all of them. We'll see. But I am above ground, way past bare minimum grace. In fact, my 9-year-old daughter, we were getting ready to leave. I was getting ready to leave to go to Kansas City and teach a seminar. And they happened to come over to the house, hang out with Carolyn. I said, hey, Cam Bam, how you doing? She said, I'm Magnaglia. I stopped putting my bags down and said, what? I'm Magnaglia, Papa. What does that mean? I'm happy, ecstatic, fantastic. Whoa. Good for you, girl. I am too, because we took a class called Scientific Etymology the first year in class. That's how to break down them big words so we can sound smart, like fibromyalgia. What is that? That's a smart person's interpretation of what the body is responding to perfectly. We are perfect stimulus response organisms. Cut yourself, it bleeds. Heals by itself. Violate, eat, drink, breathe, exercise, rest, think. You develop conditions, too much acid. Acid equals itis, itis infection. Infection, you can have anything. Perfect response. Your condition that you think you have is a perfect response to what you gave your body what to do. But please don't go outside and cut yourself. But if you happen to, you know, do a little paper cut, watch it heal. You clean it, cover it, you send osteoclast, thermoplast, eosinophil, megakaryocyte, basophil. You have no idea. And how old you are, you're 8 years old, heals in 4 weeks. 18 years old, heals in 5 weeks. 28 years old, still pretty much 5 weeks. It's only until you get much older that the cut heals slower. Because you got a lot of other stuff to do. A lot of other baggage that has to deal with. A lot of other past tense nonsense. Excuse me? If you live through it, you learn. Assign learning to the moments you live through. Your life will get better instantaneously. And so I said, Cam, did you know that's not a word? Yes, it is. Well, it's your word. I'm going to help other people learn this word. And from that point forward, I've been using that word in seminar. How's everybody? Here's what my daughter made up. Magnaglia. M-A-G. NAGLIOUS, Nag, big. Nag, magnanimous. We know it means something. The condition of being in a magnificently glorious, ecstatic state. Ooh, isn't that brilliant? We all have the capacity to be brilliant. We just dumb it down. Sometimes on purpose, sometimes not. I'm always forgetting something. What? The two most productive words ever? I am. Make sure that what comes behind it is what you would love to have happen in your life.
Hold that thought, Doctor. We got a break. We got a break. We'll be right back. Call number is 512-248-8252.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
But if we fail, then the whole world, including the United States, including all that we have known and cared for, will sink into the abyss of a new dark age, made more sinister and perhaps more protracted by the lights of perverted science. Let us, therefore, brace ourselves to our duties, and so bear ourselves that if the British Empire and its Commonwealth last for 1,000 years, men will still say, this was their finest hour.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 27th of November, visiting with Dr. Lynn Wilbert. You may want to become his client, like I am. Just give him a call at 314-495-6480. 1-800-875-5780. Doctor, got about 3 minutes here, sir.
By and by. Here's another one. Time waits for no one. So here we are. We say I am statements to ourselves. Popeye said it. When he opened a can of spinach, boom, I am that I am. I know. I didn't believe. I know that I am. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. I can think of one other person that said that. But we as creators, we as creatures, we get to dictate, I am always forgetting names. Guess what? You may not remember yours one day. I am always getting lost. Even you got the point. Make what follows I am what you would love to manifest in your life. I am brilliant. I am a genius. I am open to learning. I have an impeccable memory, and that's true, because everything you experience with your five senses, guess what? It's stored there permanently, never to be forgotten again. Trust me on that. I'm a neuroscientist. I just happen to be initially trained as a chiropractor. But I'm also a physician. I have a BS in human biology. I mean, I have a Bachelor of Science degree in human biology. I'm thinking about becoming a dentist, too. I just have to figure out, can I learn for free? So as I navigate through life, manifesting my aspirations, I am thankful and grateful. Gratefulness builds optimism. At the end of the night, you say, I am thankful and grateful for my perfect life. In order for it to be perfect, you had to have done something perfect to get a different outcome. You can't do this and expect a different outcome. It's always the perfect response. I am happy, thankful, and grateful for my perfect existence. Thank you. Thank you. Thankfulness in the book, John, is the most intense. Thankfulness and gratitude build optimism for you to wholeheartedly, wholeheartedly embrace in life, because it's a gift. Life is a gift to be lived with, full of love. Full of love. Everyday love. You run off track, make the right, sharp right turn back on the road, because you driving in your Triumph today. You didn't have a truck. Triumph wouldn't last off road that much.
Nope.
Stay on the road.
We're out of time, sir. We're out of time.
Beautiful.
Thank you, sir. Have you back next Friday. Appreciate it.
Thanks for being grateful, John.
All right. That's it for the day. It's it for the week. Get your medical supplies, your energy, cleaning, your essential oils now while you can. Your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day and weekend. And God bless America.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.